Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name, telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name, telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name, telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountains to magnify his name, telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. Thanking you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a mind to serve you, a mind to glorify you, a mind to seek your face, a mind to submit to your will, a mind to say yes to your will, and a mind to bless you with the fruit of our lips. God, I thank you for giving us peace of mind. God, I thank you for giving us joy divine. God, I thank you for just being a merciful God and giving us your riches at your Son Jesus' expense. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for being long-suffering. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for alone being God. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you for being Alpha. Thank you for being Omega. Thank you for being all that and more. God, I have thanks and thanksgiving and gratitude in my heart this morning just to tell you thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for just having mercy upon me. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be where I'm at now. Thank you, God, for having life and that more abundantly. Thank you for looking beyond my faults and seeing my needs. Thank you for having mercy upon me over and over again. Thank you for blessing me, God, over and over again. I just want to tell you thank you, Lord, today. For had not been for you on my side, I can't tell you where I would be at this morning. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. It could have been me all alone without a friend, just another number, God, that ends up being another tragic end. But the songwriter said, you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. And every day by your power, God, you keep on blessing me. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for all that you have done for me. Thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day, a day that you have made, a day that you have blessed us to be able to see, a day, God, that you have purpose for our very lives. And we want to fulfill your purpose, your plans, your objectives, your thoughts, your purpose, God, for this day. So order our footsteps right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we might be pleasing to you and that you might get the glory out of our lives. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God, it belongs to you. And so it begins right now, God. Now that you have woke us up, God, and allowed us to see this day, God, we want to weave a beautiful masterpiece for you on this day. That, God, as we look back, God, we can say that we fulfilled your purpose, that we fulfilled your plan, that we offered unto you a sacrifice of praise all the day long, God. We don't want to go throughout the day, God, and not magnify your name. We don't want to go throughout the day without acknowledging, God, that you alone are our God. We don't want to go throughout the day, God, and not thank you for all that you have done. So the first thing that we do while we're seeking you early this morning is to tell you thank you, to tell you that we love you, God, to tell you that there's no one like you, to tell you that you're magnificent in all your ways, God, to tell you that there is no God like you. You are an awesome wonder. No one can compare to you. Magnificent God, wonderful Savior, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Great I Am. God, that's just who you are, and words cannot even adequately express just how great you are, God. But from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God, your name is worthy to be praised. So God, I endeavor in my heart this day, God, to be like David and bless your name at all times, to hide your praises, to allow your praises, to declare your praises continually in my mouth this day, to make a joyful noise unto our God, because you blessed us to see another day. And just because you alone, Lord God, if you don't do anything else, God, you're still worthy of my praise. You're still worthy of my adoration. You're still worthy to be set aside. You're still worthy to be glorified. You're still worthy to be lifted up. You're still worthy, God. If you don't do another thing, God, you're still worthy of continual praise, God, to say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, glory to your wonderful name. I acknowledge and I exalt you, O God, today. Because I am nothing without you. I can't make it without you. I can't move without you. I can't rely upon my flesh for any. Even for the simple things that it seems like we should be able to get together. But God, we can't do it on our own. So God, we submit ourselves to you. Even yet this day, that you will grant us strength, that you will grant us wisdom, that you will grant us courage, that you will grant us boldness, that you will allow us stand, that you will allow us to be light for you, that you will allow us to magnify you and glorify you this day. For when we praise you and offer our sacrifice of praise unto you, you come on in and you inhabit the praises of your people. And what an awesome thing to see, to imagine, to feel, to understand is that a great big God like you desires to come on in and inhabit the praises of your people. Help us to make your name and your praise glorious on this day, God. Oh, God, as we offer unto you praise, God, I feel your anointing and I feel your power and I feel your encouragement.
encouraging strength, God, as we wait upon you. God, I thank you, God, because you're not a respecter of persons. Oh, God, that you come on in and you inhabit the praises, a sincere praises of your people. And so, God, give us the desire and give us the heart and even give us the ability, God, today to offer unto you praise, God, that is comely for the upright. Be with us. Let us not lean unto our own understanding. But, God, we acknowledge you right now. As I said, God, we're nothing without you. We can't do anything without you. And so we submit ourselves to your will. We submit ourselves to your authority. Come no more and have your way in us, God, and shape us and mold us, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be today. We want to live victorious, God, and peaceable lives, God, with all men. Help us to love like you. Help us to walk in truth, oh, God, and walk in love on this day. For, God, we can't do anything without the truth, and we can't love, oh, God, without knowing you as our personal Lord and Savior. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And so that's our guide. That's what we need, God, to walk in you, God, to understand who you are, and God, and to live through you and live in you each and every day. We know that you alone are God. We know that you alone, oh God, are the one, that no one compares to you. And so, God, help us to trust you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to remove doubt out of us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to cast the devil out of the minds, to cast the devil out of the wills and out of the way, that you might have free reign and free rule over our lives, God, that we may fulfill your purpose and fulfill your truths, God, in our lives this day, that we may declare what thus says the Lord, oh God, that we may declare that Jesus still saves, that we may let someone know that there is still good news, even though it appears that bad news is overtaking and overwhelming the world. God, there is still a way, God. Oh, God, there is still something better. There is still a better way, God, and there is still something better, God, and his name is Jesus Christ. So help us, God, today to let our light shine, that men might see our good works and give you glory, God, no matter where we might find ourselves at today, God. Help us to make your name glorious, God, on this day, whether we're on our jobs, or we're on the metro, or we're in the beds right now, or on our way to work, God. God, wherever we might find ourselves, God, help us to lift up the name of Jesus and declare everywhere we go, so that men might be saved, lives might be changed, someone might be turned around, and that you might get the glory out of us. Be glorified, be magnified, be adored, and sanctify us holy and holy today. Make us clean, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. And God, help us to stand today. Help us to be a witness, Lord, today. And help us to live holy lives, to be holy and acceptable today. Cast the devil out of the minds. Take away the frustration. Take away the cares. We can cast them all over to you, God, because your word tells us that you care for us. And it's your word that we need to help us to stand. So hide your word in our heart, Lord. Help us to take your roll, to eat your roll, your scroll, God, to take time to read your word today, to study to show ourselves approved unto you, and to be able to have ourselves the necessary equipment and knowledge to withstand the attacks of the enemy and declare what thus saith the Lord this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Grant us wisdom, grant us strength, grant us life, breathe into us, and anoint us, God, for this day. Fill our cups, Lord, till we can't handle no more. Fill our cups with you. Give us you, God. Anything and everything else can wait, God. Nothing else is more important, God, for our day, for us to be successful, for us to be victorious, for us to be more than overcomers. God, fill us with you right now, God, so that every step that we take, God, it'll be overwhelmed with your anointing. We'll be covered by your anointing. Oh, God, we'll be saturated with your anointing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us you right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because nothing else matters. Nothing else will work. Nothing else satisfies. And nothing else will quench this hunger and this thirst. Fill us up till we overflow. Run over in us, and we'll submit ourselves to you. We say yes even now. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Have your way and bless your people on this day. Let this day be night like none other, but help us to, God, give you glory. Let praises be on our lips continuously, and help us to be the lights that you have called us to be.
And we'll endeavor, God, to bless your name and to magnify you and to glorify you. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. Amen and amen.